First, the American grocery industry is seeing fast-growing competition from a German-owned retailer. Aldi has been moving up in the ranks of top grocers for the past decade, and they have plans to add 900 more stores in the U.S. by 2022. That would make them the third largest grocer in the country by number of stores. They've also been busy remodeling current stores and expanding their fresh produce sections. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you checked out Aldi? Are you a regular shopper? If so, what keeps you coming back? And in general, what do you look for in a grocery store? Is it a wide selection? Is it price, quality, service, or whatever's closest to your house? Are there other grocery stores that stand out to you as doing something different? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Hart Posen is an associate professor of management at the UW School of Business. Hart, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. How does a store like Aldi, growing fast here, how do they distinguish themselves from the rest of the retail grocery pack?
You know, I think that is what is that is the unique thing. They are clearly distinguished from the rest of the pack, right? You walk into an Aldi, you know you're not in a Walmart. You know you're not in a Kroger Pick and Save. You know you're not in a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. They are really differentiated.
And how so? What does that look like?
Well, you know, they are really competing at the lower end of the market, right? Their stores are much smaller than traditional grocery stores. They have a much smaller selection. They don't have fancy shelving. Stuff is often displayed in the boxes or on pallets. And a vast majority of their product is their own branded, is private label. So you're not going to see a lot of the traditional brands on their stores.
And that's really different from the big grocery store where you have this bounty, you know, like 80 kinds of ketchup, say, or whatever. This is not that.
You know, we've talked a lot about changing retail, you and I, over the last couple of years on this show. And one of my claims there is that many of those firms going out of business, you cannot distinguish them from their rivals. But in this, you know, what Aldi is doing is being very clear, very unique. They are not, you know, you asked the question at the outset, what do you, a listener, prefer? But Aldi's point is there are some consumers who are not for us. Those are Costco consumers, let's say. But if you want very low prices, you're willing to sacrifice the name brands for our private label brands, you're willing to do away with any frills, we're for you. And it's really clear.
Now, I was reading about when Aldi came to England, and a lot of the grocery store chains there said, not worried. There's a stigma on discount shopping. People aren't gonna, they don't like generic brands. We are the same things in the United States. Now Aldi is in the top three in England, as I understand it. They are
That's right.
On course. They just moved up to number 9 in America, according to a chart. I guess the stigma on discount shopping isn't really there like people thought it was.
You know, until fairly recently, and the mainstream grocers, you know, those owned by Kroger's, which here would be Roundy's or Pick and Save, or those owned by Albertsons, which in some ways is like Safeway. There has been remarkably little innovation. And what we're seeing now is a period of tremendous innovation. It really predates Aldi's. It goes back really to the emergence of both Whole Foods at the high end and Trader Joe's, which is, by the way, owned by the same family, although a different company than Aldi's.
South Aldi's as opposed to North Aldi's, I learned today.
Yeah, well, the two Albrecht brothers split up Europe a number of years ago. The North folks are the ones that started, they bought Trader Joe's, then grew it. The Aldi suit came in with Aldi in the U.S. They're both, in some sense, similar but different, right? They're both heavily private label. They're both much smaller stores. They're both much smaller selection. Although clearly on other dimensions, Trader Joe's and Aldi's are quite different.
Talking to Hart Posen from the UW Business School about the rise of Aldi, the German-owned grocery retailer, zooming up the charts in terms of retail sales. Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in Port Washington. Karen, hello.
It's actually Carrie, but that's okay.
Carrie, go ahead.
I was actually just on my way home from there. it used to be a place where we knew we had some good stuff and we'd stop for a few select things and then go do our Costco and other shopping. But now it seems like they've really upped their game on their organic products, and we really like that. So it's now becoming more of a place where we divide our shopping between Costco and there and the other retailer that we choose.
Karen, thanks a lot for the call. And Hart, I know Aldi has been upgrading some. Is this a thing where they're trying to go from you come here to find, like Karen was saying, those particular cheap things or find that one deal that happens to be there today to being more of a one-stop shop?
You know, I think what you see happening at Aldi is they come into the U.S. at the very bottom end, only, you know, all private label, very little fresh produce. And what they're trying to do is find that sort of sweet spot. They're not, they do not want to be a pick and save. But it is to find that sweet spot where they have the right share of fresh, the right share of organic. And that doesn't mean the share that is at Costco, right? Mm-hmm. The last thing they want to become is another Kroger or pick and save, right? Because that would defeat the whole purpose of the differentiation.
Thanks for calling on your way home from grocery shopping, Carrie. We'll go now to Jay in Madison. Jay, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to tell us, Jay?
Well, I love shopping at Aldi. First of all, Aldi is close to my house. It's 5 minutes away from where I live. If I were to go to Costco, which I've never been in a Costco in my life, but it's a half-hour drive just for me to get there. So the Aldi's close to where I live. I can go through the five aisles of the store and get all the stuff that I need. I don't need to pick between 27 brands of pinto beans. I mean, I just need some pinto beans sometimes, you know? And I can get in there, and I don't shop there necessarily for economic reasons, although it is a little cheaper than like Hy-Vee or some of the other stores. But I don't shop there for that reason. I shop there because I can get in, I can get the cart full of stuff that I need, I can get out, I can take my stuff home and have it all done in an hour, and I don't end up with 27 plastic bags that I then have to deal with somehow.
Jay, thanks for the call. A lot to work with there, Hart. One of them is, and I've been reading this, it's a discount store. It is not just targeting lower-income customers. There's a middle-class appeal that they're shooting for here.
No, I think that's absolutely right. It is not aimed at the lower economic spectrum. I think it's aimed at middle-class folks who want a simpler shopping experience, willing to trade off the small store for the selection because, as Jay said, we don't need 27 types of pinto beans, at least most of the time. And there's also fun stuff there. You know, my wife likes the fact that they stock German chocolate and some really good German chocolate that before Aldi you could only get in Germany.
Aha, okay.
So there are little sort of jewels in there.
Thanks for that call, Jay. Time for another caller. Matthew in Pleasant Prairie is with us now. Matthew, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to tell us about, Matthew?
I'm on my way to Aldi, and I thought I had to call in.
Okay, so why are you on your way to Aldi? Why do you shop there?
All the reasons everybody said. It's small and convenient. You go in there, you get out quick. You're not sorting through anything. The prices are great, and like the last, your guest said, you always find something you didn't expect to find there. So, yeah, it's a great place to go. You don't always get everything, but what you get, you're happy you got it, and you got it for a good price.
All right, Matthew, thanks for the call. From our callers here, unless Aldi has just like managed to see what we were doing today and planted a bunch of callers, but from our callers, it sounds like, Hart, there's some brand loyalty. Some people enjoy this particular store for a particular reason.
You know, I think there is some growing brand loyalty, but I also think it is because if you want that kind of experience, they're just about the only player, and certainly the only nationwide player that has the scale economies to do it well.
Is this going to change, or is it already changing some of the other bigger, Walmart's is the top grocery, Kroger's up there. There's a lot of stores in regional markets. Is this changing the way they have to do business?
Yeah, this is, well, not only Aldi, but clearly the Amazon Whole Foods thing. It is about time grocery changed from sort of the traditional Kroger model that comes to dominate in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's about time we saw something new. And to be honest with you, we need more stores – You know, one of the things you and I have talked about on the show previously, when we talked about Quick Trip a few last month, was this notion that in many areas we observe sort of grocery stores going away, sometimes being replaced by large convenience stores. Quick Trip is moving into that space. Aldi has a model here that is more cost effective, which might mean that it works in a whole bunch of areas where traditional pick and save slash Kroger would not work. So I think there's real promise here for Aldi nationwide.
It's pretty amazing to me. I mean, it's been, what, 70-some years since we caught on to this idea of, hey, instead of having the cashiers go around and pick out your groceries for you, you walk around the store and shop. But it seems like we would have worked everything out by now. It's pretty amazing to me that there's still this kind of innovation from various companies out there.
You know, I think this is true in lots of contexts. It's easy to believe that we, at any given time, we see the one true best way of doing things. But there are a couple of things. Technologies change, consumers change, and in that process, we discover new ways, right? On your point, you know, when we buy stuff online, you know, Aldi has hooked up with Instacart in the U.S. That is doing exactly the opposite. It's, you know, as a grocery store, a retail store is really a self-serve environment. You go around the shelves, you pick stuff up, you drive there, you take it to the cash register, you pay, then you drive it home. And when we shop online, if it's Instacart partnered with Aldi, that is saying someone else is going to do it. So we're observing this interesting mix.
We'll leave it there, Hart. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Hart Posen, Associate Professor of Management at the UW School of Business. He was with us to talk about the success of the German-owned grocery store Aldi and how it's shaking up the grocery business in the U.S.